Behold your King. And our fourth Sunday of Advent, Behold is the banner. It's the angel's candle. The theme is the annunciation of his coming. We are praising God for the good news. The characteristic is love. Behold is one of those little words that is very important in Scripture. It's a what's called an interjection. In the Old Testament, used some thousand times, can be used for surprise, awe, unease, praise, sort of in the colloquial now. Pay attention to this. Behold, in the New Testament, it's used some 200 times. Emphasis, attention, sort of what do you know of all things? And so as we read these, the readings for this week, there's a situation that goes along with it. And then behold, there are other passages that have behold in them that really give the solution. What do you know? You know, how can this be solved? And then, so what? Why do we care? Well, our call to worship in Psalm 80 is a call, cry for mercy and restoration from God's anger. And you heard Calvin read, cause your face to shine, the presence, the blessing of the Lord. Later in Psalm 83, the cry goes out, behold, do not keep silent, a plea to destroy the enemies. O God, do not hold your peace, and do not be still, O God, for behold, your enemies make a tumult. So just the wickedness of the nation, the oppression of the nations. And so what is ultimately being taught towards the end of the Psalms, when God's people call on his name, which means we're not just saying a mantra, you know, O Lord, Heavenly Father, Heavenly, we are actually identifying with him and his purpose. The Lord God of hosts, what is sometimes a theme in the Old Testament, the divine warrior, Yahweh Tzevaot, Lord God of hosts, the God of armies, comes to save his people. So that is definitely a solution. And then in Isaiah 7, historically, King Ahaz was not trusted in God, but was looking to Assyria, the nation of Assyria, to save him from an alliance between the northern tribes of Israel and the other nation of Syria. And he used the silver and the gold from the temple basically to bribe the king of Assyria, at that time who was called Tiglath-Pileser. Now that's a name. Sorry, I got to tell this story. I've told it before. I had an Old Testament professor. They got a kitten for their little kids. And he was trying to get the kids to call the kitten Tiglath-Pileser. Kids didn't go for that. Cat was called Fluffy. But when Ahaz met with Tiglath-Pileser up in Damascus, he saw the altar, and he copied the altar to offer sacrifices on and took that plan back to Jerusalem. And so in Isaiah 8, 22, then they will look to the earth and behold trouble and darkness, gloom of anguish, and they will be driven into darkness. So the coming trouble of relying on man and not the Lord. And then I won't read them, but Isaiah 9 talks about how that's going to be solved in the familiar passages in verse 6, for unto us a child is born. And so God's answer was a true coming king. And so then in Romans, the reading in Romans talks about Paul the apostle, the one sent by God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all mentioned in Romans 1. And then later in Acts chapter 9, gives the call of, you know, Saul the Pharisee, who is no friend of the church, but the story with Ananias, and several times behold is mentioned, that go, behold, there's a man praying, go down and meet him in the road, in the streets of Damascus. And so who became then a mighty apostle for God's message, his gospel. Romans 9:33, Paul writing, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. That comes from Isaiah 8. And whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. So the message of the coming Messiah, and the whole theme of Romans later in chapter 1 is the gospel, the righteousness of God, which none of us meet that standard, but the coming of this stone of offense, a Messiah, a coming King who will be the righteousness of God. And it's revealed from faith to faith, as it is written in Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. And then finally, our gospel reading from Matthew 1. Mary's pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and Joseph is a good man, but his dilemma, he knows he didn't do this, and so how is he going to protect his wife in all this? But the angel comes and announces that prophecy is being fulfilled. Behold, this king, this son, is the king that is coming, named Jesus. Later in the book of John, or in the Gospel of John, that the idea of a king, where Jesus is talking with Pilate about the nature of true kingship, then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. They were mocking him. And Pilate said to them, Ecce homo, behold the man. Sort of very prophetic that, you know, what was in his mind. But here he is proclaiming the humanity of Jesus, God the Son. And so what? Well, a virgin birth. What was required for our sin? A virgin birth, a sinless sacrifice to be offered some 30 some years later at Easter time. And he's called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So he is fully man, fully God. He is a sufficient sacrifice. His blood is of infinite worth for yours and my infinite sin before a holy God. And he is the Savior. His name, Jesus, in fact, is the Greek version of Joshua. Yahweh saves. What a great name for our Savior. He is our kinsman. He is fully man, so he can redeem mankind. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So what? That's our King. And behold, that interjection of just surprise used throughout Scripture. It's one of those things that maybe we'll pay a little more attention to. Behold, announcing something, you know, pay attention to this. and little words can mean an awful lot about the truth of the first advent of Christ, and then, of course, as we look forward to the second advent of Christ when Jesus comes in power and glory. All right, Artis, got to get up here. I always catch them by surprise. Get up here, Artis. But we are going to sing, All Hail King Jesus. And that is our Savior. Revelation 19:11 describes the second advent. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Revelation 19:1. Behold, is that your king? He is, whether you know it or not. But let's stand and sing, All Hail King Jesus.